KSX, Big Jim's house, 722. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Aaron's here trying to edit some of the text messages coming in.
There are some bitter doozies, let me say that.
What would you do Wednesday? They got engaged. Her fiance gave her a ring that is significantly smaller than she expected, and he's got the money to buy her a bigger one. She even said, like, what? She expected a carat?
At least a carat.
Okay. And she doesn't want to wear it. And her friends think she's being horrible about it, but she knows that he's got more money. He should have bought her a bigger ring. What would you do? Do you say something to him? 248-398-WCSX. Enjoy the conversation here, or if you really want to get happy, just join our Facebook conversation this morning. Good God. People are fired up.
Yeah, Nancy, nothing but pettiness. She doesn't deserve him. I like this one from Jane, though. She says, I didn't want my fiancé to pick my ring because we had such different taste. It wasn't the size, but the style. I had to wear it. Cost was really not the issue.
So that's a discussion you have before he goes. I mean, you make, if I think the lady we had earlier, Deb pointed that out, that like you would assume that at this point you're down the road in this relationship that you would have that discussion. Like, I really like platinum bands versus gold or something like that, right?
Right. Angela says, I would reevaluate my priorities. Do you want a carrot or a good long-lasting relationship? Maybe he's saving the money for your future. The size of the diamond does not signify love.
She also said this.
Not the day.
Yeah. We got another one that says, I hope you die an old maid.
Good God. Come on.
Then there was one that was like, biatch. I'm like, whoa.
And it really was that long.
Yeah.
It was like, biatch.
But see, I'm with Jane. Like, when Stephanus and I got married, we went to the jewelry store together, and he let me pick out.
Your wedding ring or your engagement ring?
Well, it was just like the one ring with the diamond, and then we added like the band.
Okay, but he didn't propose to you with the ring and open it up that you were surprised by. You knew that you went and picked out a ring.
Yes, because we just were sitting there one day and he was like, let's get married. I was like, okay. So he didn't even have a ring.
So it really wasn't romantic. It was more of a negotiated term.
Kind of, but okay. I'm okay with that. I mean, right. We're not those kind of romancy weirdo people, you know? Like, we're just not. That's not how we are, you know? Everything is like a calculated decision.
You just call me a romancy weirdo person?
Yes.
That's why Aaron will never appear in a Lifetime original movie.
No, we had fun. We went to the store together, mm-hmm. and we looked at all of the different things, and then he was like, you know, which one's going to make you happy?
He said it in a really robotic voice, Stephanus.
No, he didn't. No, it was fun.
Which
we had a fun
want?
Time.
Then we're going to go to Chick-fil-A and we will split a sandwich and have some waffle fries. Then we will get married.
No, that's just how we are as a couple, though. You mm-hmm. know, like, I guess it depends on how your relationship is. That's how Stephanus and I are.
Most people want to be surprised, though. Is that fair to say? Most people want to be surprised by the ring.
I don't like surprises like that.
Did you not listen to Beyonce? If you ever put a ring on it, she sings it right in the damn song, Aaron. It's right there. All right. Hey, we need to move forward here. Battle of the Burbs time. We want to get some players on the phone right now. We've got those Beat the Box Office tickets for yes, but we need three players. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. 248-398-9279. We need players from?
The East Side, the West Side, and Downriver.
West Side, by the way, the romantic side of town.
What?
East Side is kind of like where Aaron lives. They're just kind of like, yeah. They don't even sell Valentine's Day. They just like throw chocolate at each other when they drive by. It's horrible.